Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. I want to thank you so much for joining me this evening, taking the time out of your very busy schedule and joining me here on Fire to Inspire. Today is February 9th, 2016, and this is going to be your year of success. And in order to do so, we got to make sure that we're strategic, we're intentional, and we're doing each and everything that we can do to make sure that we stay motivated and do what we're supposed to be doing. So tonight we're doing something a little different. It's going to be an open forum. But before we do that, we're going to talk about, we're going to stop and give a pause for our show sponsors for the month of February. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located in Conyers, Georgia at 1519 Highway 138, and they are right next door to Golden Crust. It's located inside of F&D Beauty Salon, and again, it's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. As for Roz, tell her you heard it on Fire to Inspire. That's 1519 Highway 138, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Then we have Big Easy Boost Mobile, located at 1507 Highway 138. They're located beside Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza. And they have some awesome, awesome deals for you this February. They have buy one, get one free family plans. They have phone plans starting as low as $35, and that includes data. They also have a free phone if you switch from a competitor. So give them a visit, give them a call. They're located at Highway 138, 1507 Highway 138, right beside Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza on Highway 138 Conyers. Again, the name of that location is Big Easy Boost Mobile, and they are one of our sponsors. Then you also have Unique Expression by Design. They are your one-stop shop for your promotional products. Anything that you want customized or need customized, they can and will take care of that for you. We have, we have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend with Experiencing the Greatness of God from the Spiritual Realm, in the Spiritual Realm. Awesome, awesome book. Great, great read. You definitely want to take advantage of getting that book and reading that book, because it is a powerful, powerful testimony of God, how God healed her son from over a decade of alcoholism. And then finally, we have the one and only Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Third Heaven Sound is owned and operated by Vincent Lynch, who's also a birthday man today. Happy birthday, Vincent Lynch. But he is the owner and operator of Third Heaven Sound. He is the one that actually did the music for the actual intro to the song, as well as when you hear any of the pieces that I play from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook, he plays all the instrumentals in the back. That's Third Heaven Sound. So the show is being brought to you by some awesome, awesome, powerful people. Each and every one of them have Facebook presence. You can go and take a look at them. They are all located on other social media outlets, and you can visit them there. Well, we are back to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss Aaliyah Butler. And for those of you just joining, welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight we're doing something a little different. It's called an open forum. It's time for us to be empowered and stay empowered, stay focused, stay motivated. I've been saying for a long time now, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that you were created to live. So we're going to be living in purpose, living on purpose. And with that being done, we got to make sure that when there's no one else around, that we're encouraging ourselves, How do you do that? That's what we're here tonight to talk about. So we're going to be sharing some tips among ourselves. I'm going to share some tips with you. I'm going to share some scriptures with you and things of that nature. So if you have anything to share, we'll be opening up the line shortly. The topic tonight is being the best you and encouraging yourself. Because, you know, it's not each and every day that you're going to have someone around you to keep you encouraged, keep you motivated. But 2016, we have declared and decreed that this is going to be your best year yet. So if you're going to make sure that that's done, you got to know how to pick yourself up and encourage yourself when there are things coming at you. And, you know, you have 15 different hats you're wearing and you just kind of want to be a little overwhelmed. Well, you don't receive that little overwhelming. You're going to stay in that vein of being inspired, empowered, and impactful in each and every moment that you will be in that space. And you're going to be strategic about it, and you're going to be intentional about it. So we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. And if you had a comment or if you have a tip that you'd like to share that works for you on how you stay motivated, how you stay empowered, how you stay encouraged, how do you, what works for you, press 1, and I'll be able to bring you on live. I'm going to share some things that works for me personally. For me, I love encouraging myself through affirmations. God gave me some affirmations through a book that I wrote, and it is available on Amazon. It's available on Amazon as well as a Kindle book, and it's just called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And there are just little prayers, little affirmations each and every day about keeping you empowered. I am victorious. I am successful. Because if you keep hearing it, you keep saying it to yourself, then you'll start believing it. You'll start getting it in your spirit, man. Because how many of you all know that if you keep hearing a thing, if you keep proclaiming and speaking a thing, you'll get it into your heart. So you got to be careful and guard your ear gates and guard your eye gates. Because if you keep putting negative in, that's what's going to come out. But if you continue to put that positive in, that's what's going to come out, that positive. Now, you guys can't be shy tonight. You got to press 1 and share some things if you have something to share. one of the scriptures that I want to share tonight about being empowered, coming from Isaiah 41 and 10, New King James Version, says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So anytime you're kind of feeling down, remember that, hey, there is no fear and there is no way, no reason for you to be dismayed, because he's telling you, I'm here to strengthen you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. So that's Isaiah 41 and 10. You know, some of your favorite scriptures, you can just put on like a little index card and keep it somewhere where you can see it. Put it on your desk, put it on your mirror. But, you know, be intentional and strategic about everything that you do, because it's a time for us to live in purpose and on purpose and be our very, very best. Now, another scripture, Psalm 16 and 8. "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand, and I shall not be moved." So when some things are kind of trying to rise up and challenge you, you don't receive that challenge. You say, "I shall not be moved. I shall not. I cannot, because he is my right hand, and I shall not be moved." So those are two of the many scriptures that I'm going to be sharing tonight, along with affirmations, along with other things. You know, whatever it is on your heart that you want to share tonight, this is the open forum to do it. I mean, God put this in my heart to do, and that's what we're going to do. Because someone needs to hear that they are more than a conqueror. Someone needs to hear that, you know, although I've had this rough day or this rough week or whatever it is, that, hey, there's something that you are saying that you're bringing to me, to my ear gates, that are positive, some things that you're bringing to me that says, hey, I can hold on to that nugget, because that nugget is for me. That nugget is for me to know that I am special, that I am unique, that I am blessed, because I am the father of, I am the child of a king. I am the child of the Most High God. So we have a person that has pressed 1. So we will take that call right now and see who wants to share. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, good evening, Aaliyah. This is Wakanda.
Welcome, 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 Wakanda. How are you this evening?
I am good. I am good.
Great, great. What would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, two quick things. When you talked about the affirmations, I would say that's definitely one thing that that I do and that I have that I can put my eyes on and that I can speak. And, you know, the word always works. And so, actually, on my mirror in my bathroom, and I may not say them every day, but I know that there's some days where sometimes you may not know what to say. You know, sometimes you may feel like you're not even sure what to pray. But especially when you're looking at one thing, you know. And so one that I know that it's on my list, I have about 19, and of course there's so many more. But some that are on my list is that, and I take the word and I make it a declaration. So I say, for example, Isaiah 54:3, I say, my offspring possess the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Isaiah 43:5, I do not fear because God is with me. Deuteronomy 8:18, I earnestly remember the Lord, for he gives me the power to get wealth. Just, and I have several more, but those are just a few. I am fruitful and I bear good fruit, Colossians 1:10. So, and then another thing that I do is I love to worship. I like to sing. And I will find myself, and, you know, I know it's the Lord because he'll put a song in my heart. He'll put a song in my mind, and I'll just begin to sing it. And sometimes I may not always be able to sing it out loud at that time, depending on where I am, but it continues. I just continue to meditate on the words of that song. In, you know, a gospel song. Some of the songs I heard maybe years ago, hymns, even that we used to sing a long time ago, but the words are so impactful that it just encourages me. And then when I can sing out loud, I do, you know, and the scripture says, and sometimes I laugh at this, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And so I'm not, you know, I may not be the best singer by my man's standards, but I'm making a joyful noise in my heart and with my mouth unto the Lord. And in that place, I can't help but, you know, be uplifted. I can't help but be encouraged. I can't stay down, you know, when I'm thinking about, when I'm singing who he is, when I'm thinking about whatever the song is. If it's about protection, if it's about safety, it's about just who he is, how he loves me, oh, how he loves me, whatever the song is, whatever he places in my spirit, I can't stay down. And I have to be encouraged because I know that it's my Father and he loves me. So those are just a couple of things I wanted to share.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I'm sure that that blessed someone, and, you know, all the different scriptures all together. Some people can be writing these scriptures down. They can be writing the affirmations down. You know, you never know what impact you're making for someone else. So thank you so much for taking the time to press that one and share tonight.
Thanks,
Aaliyah. Thanks again. You're welcome. Sure, thanks for listening. All right. Well, tonight we are talking about being the best you and encouraging yourself. So sometimes you may not have someone around you. You may just be at your office or whatever, wherever you are, and you may just need to encourage yourself. What do you do to stay motivated? What do you do to encourage yourself? What do you do to just stay focused and stay in a vein of, I'm going to be strategic and intentional about being on assignment. I'm going to be intentional and strategic about being a success because that's who I am. So press one if you want to share something that you do, something that works for you so that you can share with someone else because it may be something that they need to hear. That'll be a blessing to them. Well, Kendra just shared she has some scriptures that she has in her area that's near her, and she has Isaiah 54:3, Isaiah 45:5, and Deuteronomy, I think she said 81:18. So she had those scriptures. Some of the scriptures that I mentioned a moment ago were Isaiah 41:10, the New King James Version read, fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, that was Isaiah 41:10, for those of you just joining us, and Psalm 16:8, said, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is my right hand, I shall not be moved. What is it that keeps you encouraged? What is it that keeps you motivated? What do you do for yourself? What do you do to stay in that vein of being focused? Because you are on assignment. You are living a purpose-filled life. You are living on purpose. You are living in your purpose. You're purpose-driven because you're on assignment for what God has called you to. It's not about you and what you want to do. It's all about him getting the glory out of your life. Your gifts aren't for you. Your gifts are to bless someone else. So what are you doing? What are you doing to stay encouraged and stay in that place of being an impact, of being a greater impact for others and to others? What are you doing? So I say one of the things that I also say is stay around positive people. If you're around people that are always negative, they're always draining and they're just, they're in that place. You know, everyone has, every now and then, they have their little moments where they want to vent. But not all the time. And that was her, Lakendra's was Deuteronomy 8:18. I wrote that down wrong. Hers was Deuteronomy 8:18. So if you are in a place of trying to stay encouraged and empowered, one of the things that you could do is stay around positive people. If you're in the office with a bunch of negative people, well, you know what? That's a different animal. But if you're outside of your office and you have control of your environment, stay away from those negative people that are just draining, because you need to be able to stay so focused and empowered. You know, you do sometimes, they need you to be energetic and empowered, but at the same time you cannot be around them so much to where it drains you. So stay around positive people. Again, you want to read affirmations, have things that's constantly in your face. Have things that's constantly where you're reading to yourself. You're saying things to yourself. You're able to see that I am more than a conqueror. I am a success. I am the definition of success. I am a child of the Most High God. I am a kingdom citizen. I am royalty because he is the king, so therefore I am royalty. I have an inheritance, hallelujah, of a royal inheritance. So whatever it is to keep you empowered and impacted, what is it that does that? If you want to share one of your tips tonight, press 1, and you can share with us live on Friday Inspire. This is an open forum. So share tonight what works for you, what keeps you empowered, what keeps you impacted. What keeps you focused on your why? Another thing that keeps me personally focused on my why, my why is so much greater than me. My why says there's a call on my life that says that there are people that needs to see the light on the inside of you. They need to hear your voice to dispel the darkness. So my why is so much bigger than I am, that even when I thought that I was not, you know, cut out for this, God says, you are. And so I'm going on based on what he said that I need to do, not about what I want to do. It's about what he's called me to. So my why is so much bigger than me. It's not about my feelings. It's not about my emotions. It's about what he's called me to do, what he created this life, this breath to do, what to be. So for the person that's here just to be encouraged and you don't necessarily want to share, there is purpose for your life. As long as you have breath in your body, there is a purpose for you to fulfill in this earth realm. Maybe you don't know what your purpose is right now, but I dare you to start just praying and asking God, what am I here for? When I started asking God about my purpose, I said, God, what did you put breath in this body to do? What did you put breath in this body to be? Why am I here in this earth? And start just asking him that. And I promise you, as you start, he start revealing himself to you, you start understanding what the call is on your life. What are you called to do? What you're doing in the earth realm to make a greater impact. And I tell you, you'll feel that void. You'll feel that big hole, so to speak. You know, sometimes you're like, okay, God, I love what I do, but there's more to it than that. Well, if that's you that's feeling that, then there's more to your life than what you're doing. And so just ask him, what is it that I'm supposed to fit? What is that missing piece of that puzzle that's supposed to fit here? So press one if you have something to share that is a piece of that puzzle for you that keeps you empowered, that keeps you impacted, that keeps you motivated. What do you do? What do you say? Like Wilkinda shared, she has songs that she sings to herself every now and then, songs that keeps her inspired and motivated. I am a true worshiper, and one of the things that God constantly does is put a song in my heart. And if you're on Facebook and you're my friend on Facebook, and I've created this group, and in the group, I actually start placing songs in that group to empower you. One of the songs is by Travis Green, and it's called Intentional. And in the words, he said, all things are working for my good. He's intentional. Yes, he's intentional about your life. He's intentional about you. But what he needs you to do is have a greater understanding of who he is so you can understand who you are in him so that you can make a greater impact in the earth realm. Because I'm telling you, your life is full of purpose. All you got to do is live it to the fullness of what he's called you to. So we have another person that wants to share. So welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do I have with us tonight?
Hey, Aaliyah, this is Annie. How you doing?
Great, great. Annie, how are you tonight?
I am excellent. I am excellent. And I do like the topic that you have tonight for us, encouraging yourself. That's something that I live by, that each morning, my day always start with praise and worship. You know, I don't leave my house without praise and worship. You know, I'm listening to my praise and worship on Pandora. I always start my day out every morning with that to get me prepared for whatever that I may, you know, face, or either for God to even use me to be the light wherever I'm going. Two scriptures that I always I really dwell on, and that's Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. And that's really, it's comforting to me, because usually, if, you know, when life happens or things happen, you know, you'll panic. You know, you're going to state, sometimes we go in a panic mode. But that scripture always speaks out, you know, to be still, you know, trust him that you know that he has it. You know, he knows it before we know it. So if he knows it before we know it, he's already got it taken care of. So I definitely live by that scripture. And the second scripture I've really been meditating on starting 2016, and that's Matthew 6:34. Mm-hmm. And in the Message version, and it says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard thing comes up when the time comes. And that, I read that every morning, too, because, you know, we can get worked up, you know, and it may not even happen what you think may happen. So, you know, those are two scriptures that really I really meditate on. I read others, but those really are like my comfort to keep me balanced, to keep me grounded in Christ, so I won't panic, so I won't trip, you know, so I won't lose it, you know, because that's, to me, that's a big thing what the enemy like to do for you, to lose control. And if you lose control, you'll miss out, you won't hear God. So, you know, I have learned how to stand still and trust him, even in chaoticness, or, you know, just trust him. You know, he got this. You know, he knew it before you knew it. He knew the very moment this was going to take place. So you trust him. You stand still and watch God move on your behalf.
Amen, amen, amen. That is so, so true. And thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight, because I tell you, all of the different things, I'm going to actually be compiling them and putting them on that post that I invite you guys to through the invitation, because someone needs this. I'm telling you, this was not a planned thing. This is what God said to do. And one thing that I do is I listen to what he say do, and I do what he say do. I am obedient. I walk but obedience. And so one of the ladies had double booked tonight, and God said, don't put another person in. This is what you're doing. And so I said, okay. And so I, you know, one thing you have to also do is to be able to be still enough to hear his voice. Many times we're so busy being busy, we can't hear him. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, Lord, you didn't answer me. He was like, well, daughter, I was talking to you, but you were too busy to hear me. So, well, Annie, thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. Thank you so much for sharing. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Aaliyah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. For those of you just joining us, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Tonight's topic is being the best you in 2016 and encouraging yourself. Sometimes you may not be around an area or in an area where others can encourage you. Well, it's time for you to be able to encourage yourself. And if you have some tips that has worked for you, that how do you encourage yourself? How do you keep yourself impactful? How do you keep yourself focused? How do you keep yourself positive and staying in the vein of being strategic, being intentional? What is it that you're doing? As I was saying in the Facebook post tonight, I was creating words like some of the songs that I was posting. One of the songs, All Things Are Working For My Good, because he's intentional. He's intentional about you living the life he's created you to live. He's intentional about you having the purpose on your life. He's intentional, and he needs you to be intentional about living it out. And then the other song that I created that I posted on there was Donnie McClurkin's We Are Victorious, because you are victorious. People say a lot of times, well, you know, I've been going through. Well, baby, you got to understand that it's a fixed fight. He's already won it for you. You are victorious. All you got to do is understand it. So, and walk it in. Walk it out. Walk in it. Walk in your victory. Walk in the destiny that he's created for you to walk out. If you have anything to share, a tip, anything that works for you on staying empowered, staying encouraged, press 1. Share it with our group tonight. God told me that tonight we were going to do an open forum. And so, like I said, I walk in total obedience. So if you press 1, share what it is that's in your heart to share tonight, because it may be a blessing for someone else. They may need to hear exactly what works for you, because it may really, really speak to their heart. It may speak to their spirit, man. For me, I love songs. I love worship. I love songs that just keep me empowered. So I'm constantly singing, what I'm singing out loud or singing inwardly. That's what I do. And then I stay around positive people. If you're constantly around negative people, guess what's going to happen? They're going to wear you out, and they're going to wear you down. So stay around positive people. Read some affirmations. Read some things saying, hey, I'm powerful. I am a force to be reckoned with, because I'm created by the King. I am a child of the King. I am a child of the Most High. I am living a life of purpose. I am purpose-driven because my King has called me to do so. What is it that you do that makes you stay focused? What is it that you do that makes you stay on that track of being strategic and intentional about what you're doing, what he's called you to do, what he's called you to live out? What are you doing? What are you doing to stay focused? All right, we have another person that's joining us tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have sharing with us tonight?
Hello, this is Brother Devon Hines.
Hi, Brother Devon. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. What would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, I was listening to what you were saying about, you know, encouraging yourself and how, mm-hmm. you know, we should be around people that encourage us also. And I just want to just speak on, you know, what encouraged me. You know, I'm a songwriter, and God has given me the gift of singing and, you know, arranging songs. And that's what really encouraged me, you know, to, you know, write songs and bless people with the lyrics.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Also being around, you know, people like, you know, yourself and, you know, my friend Miss O. They're really positive, you know, always saying things that, you know, of God, encouraging me, and, you know, just this is just that's so important, because like you said earlier, if you're around people that's constantly talk negative, it would just drain. It would drain all your energy.
It's so true. It's so true. So I tell you, I thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing, because, again, I am obedient, and God said tonight we were doing this open forum because someone needed to hear this. Someone needed to hear what works for you. Someone needed to hear what works for me, because if they put all that together, when they're in a place of, they can say, oh, wait a minute, I remember that show on February 9th. This is what they said I needed to do. And so they can reach back and pull at me. You understand what I'm saying? So thank you so much.
Yes, and your show is encouraging also.
Amen.
I really appreciate your show, yes.
Amen. When I give God the glory, we've actually been on air tonight 14 months, and I just give God glory for that, because ever since God gave me this assignment, I've been on the air each and every week for 14 straight months, and I don't give myself anything. I give it to him. So I thank
Praise
you so
God.
Much for joining us tonight.
All right.
Thank you. Well, thanks, and invite others to listen in and be blessed.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have joining us tonight?
It's Miss Joy Grace.
Hi, Joy Grace. How are you today?
I am absolutely awesome. How are you?
I am absolutely on fire to inspire. And what would you like to share with us tonight?
I'm encouraging, and how do you encourage yourself?
How do I encourage myself?
How do you encourage yourself?
I encourage myself. Like I said, I love songs. I am a true worshiper. I love songs. I like affirmations. Like, I've written a book with prayers, affirmations, and declarations. So I'm intentional about what I speak over my life. I command my day to line up the way that I want to see it. I speak the things that I want to see rather than what I see. And so I'm intentional and strategic about my words. God said to be strategic and intentional. And so I do exactly that. So I do exactly that. And prayerfully, that'll be a blessing to someone that's listening today or tonight.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will definitely keep that in mind as well. I love positive affirmations and starting the day in prayer and meditation, and so I thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you are so welcome. Joy Grace, where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, you're in Atlanta. Okay. I was trying to pick up and see if you had an accent. I'm like, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. We are talking about our topic tonight is being the best you. And sometimes in order to be the best you, you may have to be an encouragement to yourself, especially if you're around a lot of negative people. So, you know, how do you encourage yourself? How do you stay so focused that you continue to be successful? So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. All right. So tonight, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about being the very best you, being the very best you. And being the very best you is you got to be intentional about being the best you. You know, if you set some goals that you want to achieve, then you're going to do everything you can to achieve those goals. So if you want to be successful, let's do everything that you can do to stay in that vein of being positive, to stay in that vein of doing what you got to do, regardless of what you see, if things are coming, you know, because life happens. But I remember one time my pastor said, when all hell breaks loose, loose heaven on all that hell. And so when you see things try to just break out, you just give your word. You send a word to that stuff, and you say, okay, I command you to do what, you know, go away, because this is what I've been called to do. This is what I'm doing, and this is how it's going to happen. So you have a word in your mouth. Make your words work for you, not against you. So if you want to share tonight what works for you and to encourage yourself, what things work for you in encouraging yourself, press 1. We'll bring you on live to share with us tonight. And I thank you, each and every person that has shared tonight, because everything that you said has been a blessing to someone. And if you're this is your first time listening to On Fire to Inspire, thank you so much for joining us. We are here each and every Tuesday night and at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are encouraging, empowering, and being impactful. And my goal is to push you into your purpose or light that fire to make it even the more hotter for you to want to do what you've got to do, to make you say, you know what, it's already in me. I just got to move forward in it. So what is it that makes you stay focused? What is it that makes you say, I got to do this? Press 1 if you want to share. What we're going to do is take a real quick pause from for our sponsors for tonight's show. So bear with me just a moment. We're going to pause for our sponsors.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
Our other sponsors for tonight are Big Easy Boost Mobile, located at 1507 Highway 138, right beside Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza in Conyers, Georgia. They have some great February deals. Buy one, get one free family plans. They have other plans starting as low as $35 a month, including hotspot, as well as if you switch from a competitor, they have some phones that you can actually get for free. So visit them and tell them you heard it first on Fire to Inspire. Also, we have Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1519 Highway 138, located beside Golden Crust. They are located inside of the F&D Beauty Salon, and they are here to offer all of your hair care needs. We have Unique Expression by Design, taking care of all of your custom products, whether it's anything from a T-shirt to a mug, anything that you can get customized, they can take care of you. www.uniqueexpressionbydesign. And finally, tonight, we have Mr. Vince Lynch, who is the owner and operator of Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And he's actually the person that has done all of the music and backgrounds on Fire to Inspire, the actual song that you hear when you the show starts and ends, as well as all of the instrumentals on the audiobook. On Fire to Inspire, just for some of you who have never listened before, On Fire to Inspire actually is a book that came out May 31st, 2014. It's an assignment that God gave me. I released the book 2014, May 31st, and then the radio show started December 9th on 2014, and I launched my own network August 3rd, 2015. So we've actually been on the air for 14 months tonight, nonstop, each and every week live because I'm on assignment. And one of the things that about being on assignment and being on purpose is it's not about you. You got to move your feelings. You got to move you out of the way so that God can have his way. And because I allowed God to have his way, so many people have been blessed. I've had so many testimonies by way of the radio show or the audio book or the book itself, the e-book, it's available on e-book, where people are saying, you don't know how you blessed me. You don't know how deep in a pit that I was in, but you lifted me up, and I tell people it wasn't me. It was all God. I don't give myself any of the glory. I give him the glory because it's all about him. Now, I want to play this piece for you guys called Dare to Dream. Dare to Dream is actually a piece from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook. And for some of you, you're not quite doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So I want you to listen to this piece because my goal, again, is to make you on fire to live that life of purpose. So listen to this quick piece, and then we're going to open the lines and see if anyone else has some things to share.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
That piece is called Dare to Dream, and that is from On Fire Inspired, the audio CD. And instrumentals are played by Third Heaven Sound. And each and every piece in that book, they are all pieces that are encouraging you to go into the next place of where you're supposed to be. There's a piece called Dare to Dream. There's a piece called Pregnant with Purpose. There's a piece called The Chosen One, Full Potential. Just so many different pieces that are here to help push you into the you that you're truly supposed to be. So if you have something to share tonight that you want to help someone else and tell them what works for you, press 1. What works for you in keeping yourself encouraged, keeping yourself positive, keeping yourself empowered? Press 1 and you can share tonight. We've had where Kenda started out tonight sharing with her scriptures, Isaiah 54 and 3. She had Isaiah 43 and 5. She had Deuteronomy 8 and 18. And then Annie shared Psalms 46 and 10, Matthew 6 and 34. And then Brother Devon shared, he writes songs and he likes being a blessing to people through the lyrics. He has a song called Beautiful, and it is so uplifting. If you look it up, I think it's on iTunes or CD Baby. Look it up and support him. It's called Beautiful. It actually was written to help dispel bullying and low self-esteem. And so, you know, he's actually writing lyrics to help people build them up. So that piece is called Beautiful, but he writes songs and he sings. And then he has a group, which are actually all three of his children singing, a group called The Gift. So, you know, he's being impactful among the youth. And so what are you doing? What do you do to stay empowered? What do you do to stay focused? Is there anything that you want to share tonight? Press 1. You'll be live to share with us. What's something that you do? Now, one of the things that I did say is you need to stay around positive people because you're constantly around negative people. They're going to drain your energy. So stay around folks, people that are positive, people who are focused, people who are wanting to do some things, you know, movers and shakers just like yourself. And then also read some affirmations, read some scriptures, positive music, because if you continue to put in the positive, continue to put them in your eye gates and your ear gates, I promise you, you're going to see positive things happen. But if you're constantly just putting negative stuff in, that's what you're going to get out. What you put in is what you're going to get out. So I tell you, I'm excited about 2016 for you, but I want you to be intentional and I want you to be strategic about making sure that you do everything within your power to do what you're called to do and walk in that success that's already on the inside of you, walk in that greatness that's already on the inside of you. Well, I'm going to give you the last opportunity. Press 1 if you have anything to share, and you will be live. We can share with the guests tonight, the listeners tonight. Let's see. Here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire Herself. Who do we have with us tonight?
You have Darlene Porter. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Darlene Porter from South Carolina. How you doing?
Yes, yes. I am blessed, blessed, blessed. I am on fire to inspire. How are you today?
I am just on fire to inspire to go
yes,
to the
ma'am.
Next level.
Hallelujah. 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 I just thank you. I was able to get in and I was listening. And I'm here to explain a situation that I didn't understand. I didn't understand how to deal with troubles, how to deal with problems, how to mentally cope through the day when you're experiencing or you're walking through hell. And now where I am, I understand what God is saying. What God was saying is the same thing that he said to Abraham as Abraham was sacrificing his son. God already knew that Abraham was going to attempt to sacrifice his son. It was just a process. It's just a process. So whatever it is that we're all going through, it's just a process. God is already there. God knows what you're going through. He's just trying to show you how you're handling it. It's just more so it's like we're under a microscope. We're under a lens. And if we can actually step out of ourselves and look back in to see what we're doing, we should refer back to scripture and understand that one scripture that I love the most where Jesus said, I am in God. God is in me. I am in you. And how I encourage myself is I hold God accountable to his word. God's word is truth. God's word is true. We are victorious. We will prosper. We are, and you know, when I wake up in the morning and my feet hit that floor, the first thing I say is, I am successful. I am an heir of the kingdom of God. I am who I am. That's what God said. What did he say? He said, tell them that I am who I am, that I am lives in me. I mean, not only does he live in me, he lives into everyone that's listening right now. He lives into everyone that's listening right now. And what God wants you to do is he wants you to hold him accountable to his word, because that's who he is. He is your creator. He is your master. He is your provider. He is your sustainer. He woke you up this morning. And the thing about it is, every last one of you that's listening, God has given you 168 hours in the week, 168 hours in the week. And if you were to break that up by the day, that's 24 hours a day. How much of that time have you given God in 1 week? He has given us all. He has given us all that's listening the same amount of time to get it right, to get it right. And the one thing about God is he continues to do it over and over and over and over. So I ask you this, if there was a character that you had to play in the Bible right now, your life, what would it be? Which character would it be? Would it be the hypocrite? Would it be the true Christian that lay before God? Would it be the woman that poured her that oil out of her alabaster box and washed Jesus' feet? Would it be Paul? Would it be what character would you play in the Bible? What would it be? But I tell you who I am today. I strive to be. I strive to be like Paul. I strive to be. I say, Lord God, create me. Lord God, create me, the person, mold me to be the person you created me to be. Mold me. And I, every last one of you that's listening, I dare you to ask God to allow God to mold you to be the person he created you to be. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak.
All right. Well, thank you so much for dialing in tonight and sharing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I thank you, and I just love, love, love what you're doing, Aaliyah. And my prayer is that God continues to elevate you. My prayer is that God continues to elevate you. And the thing about it is, no matter what you're going through, what it says in Hebrews is you are to count it all joy. It's just a process. You don't go to the second grade without passing the first grade. You don't go to the fifth grade without passing the fourth grade. It's just a test. We are all tested before we go to the next level. It's not about the test. It's all about how we handle it. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for your mission, and I thank God for all the people that God has placed in your life, and I thank you for being an obedient vessel. You take care, sister. You take care, and you continue to allow God to be your focal point. You continue to allow God to be your focal point.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you again for dialing in. We love you.
Love you, too. Love you, too. Take care.
All right. Well, it's been an awesome, awesome night. Did anyone have anything else they would love to share? Press 1, because I don't want to miss anyone. If you have anything you want to share, press 1. What works for you? If you have anything that you want to share, what works for you to stay positive, stay empowered, stay encouraged? You know, for me, I am a worshiper. I love singing. And whether I'm singing inwardly or I'm singing out loud, I love affirmations. I love reminding God of his word. I love staying, helping other people stay motivated, because that's who I am. I call myself a purpose midwife, and I tell people all the time, I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. So thank you so much, each and every person that shared with us tonight. For those of you who missed the scriptures that I shared, I shared Isaiah 41 and 10, and also Psalm 16 and 8. And then, of course, we don't want to forget Jeremiah 29:11. You know, that's one of my favorites. And the NIV version says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So as you move forward in 2016, you have to be strategic and intentional about staying focused. I don't care what's thrown your way. Guess what? They're going to come. But all you got to do is say, you know what? I choose to see it the way that God said it is. So I start speaking what I want to see and not what I currently see. So be intentional about your words. Be intentional about what you're doing, because you are greatness. Greatness is who you are. And all you got to do is walk it out, baby, because you are already victorious. You are already successful. You are already living a life of purpose. You are
who God says you are. I need you to see yourself as that. When you look in that mirror, I want you to see success. I want you to see that I am a child of the Most High God. I want you to see yourself as that kingdom citizen. I want you to see yourself as that victorious creation that you are. So, guys, I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited about the testimonies that's going to be shared for 26. Well, guys, remember, each and every week we are here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fire to Inspire. We have some bling T-shirts that I am actually taking pre-orders from. I'll post that as well in the group for you guys. If you are not already my friend on Facebook, go ahead and send me a friend request. It's Aaliyah Butler, A-L-E-I-G-H-A. On Fire to Inspire Network actually has a page. Please go in and like the page. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family, because we are on assignment about helping people come into the knowledge of who they are and who He is. First of all, who He is, because once you understand who He is, then you understand who you are. So also, if you have people who want to be a sponsor for the show, we are running a special for this month. For only $25, we will announce your business for the entire month of February, and talking about your business, bringing visibility to your business. I tell you, I'm excited about what's happening for the people who have been a sponsor to this show. I've had so many people sharing their testimonies, and I just thank God for them sowing into my ministry. I am available for speaking engagements. I'm available for my books. You can purchase the books on Amazon. You can purchase them on Kindle. If you email onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, you can email me and I can get a copy of the audio CD to you. The book is on the audio CD is only $10, and if you're interested, email me and I'll definitely get that out to you. Finally, if you are interested in sowing into this fertile ground, the PayPal information is onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. If you sow a seed of $5 or more, we will make sure that you get a book of affirmations, declarations, because I am on assignment, and this year will be your year to live the life that God has called you to. There's no more procrastination, no more excuses, no more delay. There are no more hindrances. I need you to declare and decree with me that I will live the life that God has called me to live. I declare and declare and decree that I am a success. I declare and decree that I am more than a conqueror. I declare and decree that I am victorious. I declare and decree that I am a child of the Most High God, and I will walk in my inheritance. I will walk out the life. I will live out the life that He's called me to live. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And we look forward for you to tune in each and every week. Tell your friends, tell your family about On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler. It's been my pleasure to be here with you tonight, and I'll talk to you next week. You guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessing-filled and miraculous week.